24 hand-painted ornaments made the trip from southeast Utah to Washington to adorn a Christmas tree on the White House grounds. High school students from the Navajo Nation created the ornaments to represent the state. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Name the primary colors for me.
Red, yellow, blue.
Awesome. Beautiful, you guys.
Art teacher Georgiana Simpson is going over the color wheel with her students at White Horse High School in Montezuma Creek. They're learning about something called a triadic color scheme and how color conveys emotion. It's pretty advanced stuff, but Simpson makes it easy. She shows the class a painting of a burro rendered in orange and blue.
Even though you see that shadow is black, do you see how I can really liven up the black and I can actually use blue?
Simpson says she only had two easels when she started teaching at White Horse in 2015, but she's built up the art program by entering her students' work in competitions and writing grants to buy new materials.
It's about getting them exposure and getting their work out there.
Her efforts are paying off. A few months ago, she got a call from the Utah State Board of Education asking her class to decorate ornaments to send to Washington, D.C. Every year, the board picks a Utah school to represent the state in the National Christmas Tree Display. Kathy Jensen is with the board. She says it's the first time in recent memory that a school in the Navajo Nation has been selected.
We wanted something uniquely Utah, and we knew that hers was a good program that could represent the Native American culture.
Simpson says she didn't know that White Horse was being considered, but she was happy that they chose a Native school to represent the state.
A lot of times people don't think about the Native nations that are part of Utah, and so I think it's a really unique opportunity to be able to shine a light on the Native scholars that we have in the state.
The tree is part of the America Celebrates display, which includes 56 Christmas trees representing every U.S. state and territory. Simpson says the only instruction she received was to have the students represent their culture. They produced an array of designs, from red rock formations to fiery sunsets and starry night skies. They also tackled some pertinent social issues that affect their lives. Sophomore Leona Indishi painted one with a typical winter scene on the reservation.
I showed someone getting wood here, and it's snowy here, and we just had our first snow a while ago, which is very important to us.
And on the other side?
It's spring, Utah, and I added Monument Valley in there. And flowers, because these flowers are very known in Utah because they're so very pretty.
Junior Carthania Yazzie took a different approach. Her ornament says take pride in being indigenous and has an intentional color scheme.
It's covered in teal because it represents like the turquoise and the color that we wear almost every day. And the red is representing the blood from our sisters.
The ornament has a red handprint on it, which is a symbol of the missing and murdered indigenous woman crisis. Yazzie says spreading that message is important to her.
Actually, I have two aunties that went missing, and so I've been really focused, and my mindset's been mainly on that.
She says she also wants people to know there are good things about Montezuma Creek, so she painted an ornament with a starry night sky as well. The National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony was last night. The ornaments are on display across the street from the White House through the end of December.